The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Two Faces Radio.
When I started in this business, rock and roll was defined like this. Two Jews in a guinea recording four schwarzes on a single track.
Give me pizza! P-I-Z-Z-A. Give me pizza!
P-I-Z-Z-A.
Barry Gordy's The Last Dragon.
Pork chop sandwiches. Oh, shit. Get the fuck out of here. What are you doing? Go. Get the fuck out of here, you stupid idiot. Fuck, we're all dead. Get the fuck out.
I was thinking about this seven-layer dip the whole time I was chowing Ronald.
You know, she has very dark nipples for a white girl.
God, idiots are exhausting.
It's not like I'm Pee Wee Herman. Who has to live with his mistake the rest of his life. Here's a man with a children's show, Pee-wee's Clubhouse. Here's a man the parents all of America thought they could trust. We can trust him with our children, he'll be all right, it's Pee-wee. In real life, Pee-wee's at an adult theater going, oh, Nurse Nancy, Nurse Nancy.
My very first holiday is off to a perfect start.
Wow, you brought up the Ropers, how good of you.
Oh, okay. Well, if you ruin it, I'd get up and take the mic.
Hey, I'm Fred the Cantharian from New Jersey. I like collecting records and exploring the cave of the unknown.
You sound like a hillbilly. That didn't sound like me at all.
The TV was always on in my house, in every room, always on. I never figured out why, but it's always on.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Jeff Leboff, and Ira Malkin.
Hey, welcome to Radio Labyrinth episode 010. We're in double digits.
I know.
Double
looks kind of weird.
Huh?
Double D.
It just looks weird when you look at it.
What? The 010?
Isn't,
what do they call that? I don't know, a thing? A pet? What is it
called?
Some people
number?
Call it a thing.
What is a word?
A three-digit number?
That begins with like A, and then if you reverse
palindrome?
It. Palindrome? Yeah, it's a numbers palindrome. I don't know what I'm talking
numeric
about.
Numeric palindrome?
I'm having a sip of my delicious Coke.
Ooh, Coca-Cola. Yeah, I was going to do you a solid. They had the Mexican Coca-Colas in there, but...
Why did you tell me that, and then you deliver me
because
the
it
shit?
Would have been an extra step. I would have had to get
syrup.
A bottle opener.
Yeah, but you told me, and it's nice of you that you brought me a Coke. Ira.
Now I'm making you
El
sweat.
Coca-Cola.
But no, then you have to rub it in and say...
El Coke.
You know, we had the good shit, but I brought you the shit.
Yeah, I want you to work for it, man.
Yes. All right. I want to say thank you to Jeffrey Tambor. That was some edits from an interview I did with him.
Is that who that was?
Yeah, I brought up the Ropers right off the top, and he's like, oh, you brought up the Ropers.
I was wondering what that was.
And then
did you bring up Mr. Sunshine?
Huh? No. This was like 2 years ago.
Mr. Sunshine was right after the Ropers, right?
That was a great interview.
I don't remember, but anyway, I brought that up, and I didn't even talk about Larry Sanders.
Really?
No, I did, but I remember I cut it out of the interview for air. But anyway, this is Radio Labyrinth 010. My name is Tim Andrews. Joining me, Ira Malkin.
Hey,
Jeff Leboff.
Howdy.
And our special guest this week, Steph.
Hey.
Welcome.
Hey, guys. I'm very excited to be here.
60-second Steph has become full episode Steph.
Right. I think it would be better if you had a guy, though, with an S name, because 67, you know, Stefan. 60-second Stefan would probably suck. I don't know.
60 Stefan.
Well, I'm German, so those all kind of go together.
Well, you're from Detroit. Steph, you're from Detroit. Do you prefer Stephanie or Steph?
Stuff is fine. Everybody at work calls me Swain. That's my last
name.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, everybody calls me Swain.
Swain.
Are you one of those, you know? Call her by her last name?
Well, there was
hey,
like...
Swain, get
well,
over
there,
here.
Well, there was two Stephanies, and they used to call us Black Stephanie and White Stephanie.
But and human then, resources
can't yeah, really do that yeah, they kind of stepped in, yeah. And so...
Yes, African-American Stephanie and European-American.
Jesus.
Anyway, hi guys.
Hi.
Stephanie is joining us today to, you know, basically do what we do, talk shit about shit. Talk shit about shit.
It's my favorite thing in the entire world.
Lots to talk about this week.
I had a question about, you know, we did last week, we did review the reviews and there were three of them and I never did the poll because I was thinking, that's not a good prize.
Yes, it is.
Well,
you don't think people are clamoring?
No,
Sailor family wants her voicemail.
Oh, yeah.
I have all her contact details.
So what do I have to do?
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do, huh?
I do.
How'd you get that?
She DM'd me.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
And what's that Seinfeld quote? She's real and she's spectacular.
What do you mean she's spectacular?
Spectacular.
I don't understand what you mean by that. There's only three pictures of her on there.
That you've seen.
No.
All right. Well, I'm not going to delve into that. Stephanie, you know.
Anyway, I have her contact details and you can get her prize, which she is anxiously looking forward to.
All right. Well, did she provide a script or what she wants it to say?
No, but I'll give you her details and you can work it out with her.
You can probably be the middleman on that. Why don't you go ahead and ask her what she wants and then forward me a copy and paste
saga.
Of that.
And this is a real saga.
I don't want to look anything up. I just want...
As opposed to...
Yes. As opposed to what?
Other sagas that
we,
may
we have
not
more
be...
reviews, too, this week, if you want to get into more. Or
okay.
Want...
Sure, yeah,
of course.
Yeah. Let's get back. Stephanie is joining us again to talk shit about shit. Steph did a couple of bits for us, but, you know...
It's time consuming.
When it becomes work, it sucks, right?
You know,
that's how I feel about things.
My
yeah,
TV time is
way.
Precious, and when I'm sitting there thinking about I was like, "Fuck this! This is ruining my TV time. I can't do it."
So we figured, what the fuck? Come in.
Thank you.
The dedication our fans have.
Right.
You know, I would do something for Radio Labyrinth, but I gotta watch fucking TV.
Right. Right.
I feel the same way. Where I cover Comic Book Men on AMC and for two cents TV,
yeah.
And it feels like work every time. So. I watch it when it airs for me,
right?
And then the next day I watch it for them and do the recap and the top five funniest
shit,
moments.
So you watch it twice. Do you enjoy it again?
No, but
he can take notes.
Yeah.
I've never watched Comic Book Men. So
when it becomes work,
yeah,
it's not as fun.
Well, tell me, like, if you're talking to the audience and people who've never seen it, what is it about?
It's about Kevin Smith's comic book store in New Jersey.
Okay, so it's not just guys sitting around talking about comic books. It's actually
a
reality show.
A little bit about, yeah.
But it's a reality show.
Right. It's kind of like Pawn Stars.
Yeah.
For comic books.
Oh, so are they like finding comic books in barns and shit?
Well, they've done that, but they have people come in and try and sell merchandise and comics and stuff, and then they sell.
See, I think I would like that.
Yeah, that's the best part is when they come in to sell the stuff.
But to me, the titles always just made me think these guys are just talking about comic books.
No, the little interludes between the acts or whatever, they talk about comic
books.
Well,
I'm cool with that because they probably talk about classics and not just new stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Or they talk about, like, how would you break up with Wonder Woman if you had to?
Okay. Is Kevin ever on that show?
Yeah, Kevin's on every week.
Oh, he is? Okay. Yeah. And who are the other people on it?
It's Walt, the guy that runs the comic book store for him, and and Brian. Guys from Tell 'em Steve Dave.
Dave.
You've met all those guys, right?
Yeah, and Ming and Mike are on it also.
How many times have you been in that comic book store?
Twice.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. You went up there?
Yeah.
Where were you living?
Once when I was living here and once when I was living in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Well, hey, how long has that show been on? Oh, you were on it before the show started.
Well, I went to the comic book store before.
Oh, I see.
It was anything, yeah.
It's been open a long time, right? What's it called?
Secret Stash. Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash.
Cool.
Pretty cool.
Has Jay Muse ever been there?
Yeah, he goes in all the time. He used to work there.
Did you interview him kind of recently?
I didn't interview him.
Those guys?
I didn't interview him ever one-on-one. That was Larry interviewed him the last time he was on The Regular Guys.
I thought it was like a bunch of you guys.
Well, no, maybe Steve and Jason did, yeah.
No, because I wouldn't have heard it.
Huh?
Yeah, I haven't listened to the radio in my car since October. So.
Yeah, but he quit listening when Larry got fired.
I did?
Didn't you tell me that?
No.
You stopped listening when Larry
No.
Speaking of radio, fucking last night I recorded the show, you know, with Eric.
Yeah.
The show.
That's how was it?
We went off on he went off more than I did. I defended people.
About radio executives?
Did you listen to that?
A little bit. I haven't listened to the whole thing.
The title is called, of the episode is just orange, but it really, he just kept saying over and over again, orange cocksuckers. So if you want to hear,
what does that mean? I know what cocksucker means. But
it's radio executives who get tanned and kind of look like Donald Trump. Swarthier Trump because
or Boehner.
Yeah. But like I said, swarthier. Like the guy isn't hideous. You know what I mean? He's just orange.
Snooki.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
So he was on fire, huh?
Yeah, holy fuck, man. Oh, yeah. He tore assholes where assholes never were before.
All right.
And I played the good role of like, I don't know that's true. I don't know if that's true. So there's a plug for the show. I mean, I would assume that you're probably listening to that, but if not, check it out.
Well, the first time
at Eric Von Line.
Yeah. Yeah, good show. Yeah. And multiple shows happening now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're going to boycott his pop culture show, so don't listen to that.
Right.
Pop goes.
Don't even mention that. Actually, edit that out.
No, I'm going to leave it in. Pop goes the doctrine. Feel free, but, you know. Yeah. Let's have a little inter podcast.
Well, he needs to have us on as guests.
True, but that's not really the kind of show he does.
No, as enemies, we're going to come on. Yeah. We're going to sabotage.
We already got our beef with the Shaq podcast, so we can start another beef.
See, that never took off. I wish it did.
It didn't take off. Shaq's like, I'm not going to talk about that shit. Are you aware of that, Steph?
I did not realize that he had a rebuttal. So whatever you guys had to say.
Oh, yeah. Talk right into that mic, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're going to get into how we met on the radio.
Oh, God.
No, you don't want to get into it?
No, I mean, we'll do it.
Did you continue to call the show when we were on 100.5? Because sometimes I thought it was you. There was this girl named Steph, and she had similar voice. So I always thought for all those years that it was you.
No, and actually, I remember you texted me once, and you were like, something blah, 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 and I was like, it wasn't me, dude. I didn't call in, but she must have just sounded a lot.
She did.
And I think she was from Snellville, too, or something.
But there's you don't have a Snellville accent.
Oh. Well, what accent do I have?
Michigan. Detroit.
You know, and that's only because I worked really hard at it, because I am 50% West Virginia coal miner.
Oh, so, shit.
Really?
Yeah, like straight up half and half.
So you sound like Margo. What's her last name?
Margo.
Martindale.
Yeah, Margo Martindale. You know, the actress that was on Justified.
Oh, it's a real lot.
That's how Steph and I kept in touch. We talked about Justified all the time.
Oh, Walton Goggins.
Yeah, she's a big Walton Goggins ass eyes.
Who's Walt? Oh, yeah.
Ass
I know
you're
talking about ass eyes.
Yeah.
Do you know what we're talking about?
No, I don't watch Justified.
Hateful Eight. Oh. He's the guy
that was going to be the
sheriff. The sheriff guy, yeah.
And Predators. Yeah. That was a good movie. Very underrated. I love that movie.
He's a good actor. You know, the thing that bothers me the most, though, is he's that hair plug thing going on.
Yeah.
Kind of like Seth MacFarlane. When you see him, he's so pale. And
Steph thinks his eyes are too close together.
They're way too close together. But that's what really gave it a Kentucky legitimacy. To me, anyway. That's what sold it, was how close his eyes were together.
Yeah.
Because it is also the rat tail capital of the world. So.
Yeah.
Quentin probably thought of that. He probably had that in his whole scheme there.
It was West Virginia on that show, right? Not Kentucky?
No, it was Kentucky. It was Kentucky, but it was right on the border.
But it's all that coal mining shit.
Yeah, you know, my dad's a coal miner. I go back so many generations of coal miners. Like, everybody died of black lung.
Oh. Was your daddy a miner? Does he stink of a lamb?
Yeah, my mother-in-law's a coal miner's daughter, too.
Oh, really?
So they didn't have indoor plumbing until the 80s.
Did she live in Butcher Holler?
Butcher Holler? You were like in Jersey, though, right?
So I was Jersey, but my wife's
Exit 4.
Mom.
Oh.
Yeah, she was a coal miner's daughter, huh?
Coal miner's daughter.
Butcher Holler is where Loretta Lynn grew up.
Was that?
And Crystal Gale, her sister.
Crystal
Gale is Loretta Lynn's little sister.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Does everybody know that?
Well, I would think.
And I don't?
People our age and older do.
And I used to think her hair was so, oh, God.
It was down to her feet.
Yeah. And I didn't even realize when I was a kid how disgusting that must be. Like, how much it must dip in the toilet and how.
Oh, you're dragging, like, dog shit if you're walking.
Absolutely.
Fucking animals are crawling
revolting.
Up your hair.
Revolting. There could just be so many things in it.
But it would be cool if, sorry, misogyny alert, to watch her reverse cowgirl. You could just use it as a blanket. Or, you know, you could.
Or like you're in a curtain.
Tie it in a knot and ride her like you're fucking.
There you go, the reins.
The road warrior. And a guy on a guitar just boom, pa, boom, boom, pa.
I see a new animation coming from somebody.
Boom, boom, pa, boom, pa. Why do they have that, by the way?
I don't.
What, in the new Road Warrior?
Any of them.
In Fury Road?
The guy playing the drums and the
guitar. I loved it. I don't know.
I did too. It was like seeing
them. Yeah, it was just like a set piece, I think.
No, but it was a twist on like the war drums.
Yeah.
Like the old school armies used to have the war drums going.
When he was sleeping with the guitar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was crying. I thought that was the funniest shit ever.
That movie, man, it got nominated for Best Picture.
It did.
But 10 Oscar nominations.
Do you think it'll win any?
I think it'll win some, but I was surprised about that.
Did Charlize Theron get a nominee? I don't think she did.
No.
I did hear there was an interview with George Miller on Fresh Air. Mm-hmm. It was interesting. He talked about, you know, the old movies.
Oh, you listen to Fresh Air.
Of course I listen to Fresh Air.
Who's the host of that? Let me think before you say it.
Come on.
I'm Fresh Air with Paul. Give me a hint.
Come on, this is easy.
Give me a hint.
Jewish.
Okay.
She has a Jewy last name.
Linda Wertheimer?
No.
She used to be on NPR. Okay, yeah, give me another hint.
Another hint. Because the name, a name hint? How am I going to give you a name hint?
I don't know. Think about it. You're
the
smart.
The only openly gay Saturday Night Live cast member who used to play Nancy Reagan.
Oh, Terry Sweeney was his name.
No.
You're close.
I don't, just say it, I don't fucking.
Terry Gross.
Terry Gross. Oh, yeah, yeah. Mary Gross and Terry.
Mary Gross was openly gay? I did not know that.
Terry Gross.
But his name was Terry Sweeney.
No, it was Terry Gross.
No, it wasn't. Google it. It's Terry Sweeney.
Was it?
Yeah, because it was Mary Gross who was on, you know, played Alfalfa. Right.
Yeah, okay, that's where
that's
I was.
That's all
right. Get my wires crossed.
Yeah. We are getting way off the rails.
Yeah, we're talking about.
Have we gotten anything to interesting yet?
Dick Ebersol era Saturday Night Live. All right. Who watched Vinyl on HBO?
Me.
All hands up.
All hands up. Thoughts? Let's go around the room, Steph.
Yeah.
I liked it. I definitely feel like it has something to build on for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could tell that Scorsese directed it. I mean, it had that whole feel to it. I don't, you know, some of the performances I liked.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them I thought were, you know, I'm not a huge New York Dolls fan, so the fact that he was just freaking out over that was the song that was making him freak out. That part was like whatever, but they actually
they were big back then. Though.
Yeah,
no, I totally bought that.
But
and
see,
the guy did look.
I'm
like
not into them either,
so.
But that raw rock and roll, you know, killer, you know, show. That's
who that was. It took me a while to figure out while I was watching it that they were real bands.
Right.
Yeah. Like Led Same Zeppelin and stuff.
Zeppelin, yeah. And the guy who played Peter Grant was fucking amazing.
Yeah. That's the guy from Dirt.
The guy from Dirt?
Yeah, the English guy.
Oh,
he was
the schizophrenic photographer. Yeah. He was also on, he's on Bates Motel.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
He's the girl with the cystic fibrosis, the hot chick who carries around the oxygen tank.
he's her?
No, he's her dad, who's a taxidermist who teaches Norman Bates taxidermy.
Okay.
So anyway, getting off the rails.
Is that
there.
The same girl that's on Deadwood? Because there was an actress on Deadwood.
No, I know who you're talking about, though. That girl was good. She's a good actress.
Side note, have we ever talked about the movie, the Deadwood movie that's coming out?
Oh, wait a minute. Deadwood.
He's working on it. Milch is dead broke. I just read an article on it.
Oh, really? What happened to him?
Variety or Hollywood Reporter or something.
John from Cincinnati.
Gambled all his money away.
Oh, he gambled it away?
Gambled all his money away.
Oh, shit. Wow. He's a character, though. You ever seen the YouTube videos of him, like, talking about all his shit? Anyway.
No, I want to see that.
But he's working on the Deadwood movie right now.
Cool.
I hope somebody give him some fucking money. Maybe Timothy Oliphant's got to have some money.
Oh,
well,
fine.
HBO's got him under contract still, so... I think he's trying to get.
I think David Milch will be fine.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying though, if he needs money,
well, he's trying to sell his $8 million.
That could help.
Hampton's house. And
how much you want to bet he doesn't get $8 million for it? Yeah. I bet you he's saying he's. Nah, never mind. What's the over under on that? How can I double lose my money?
I liked Vinyl. I thought it was good. I thought it was rock and roll, Mad Men.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Totally.
Juno Temple's tits are hot.
Who?
Who's Juno Temple?
Is that the blonde?
The blonde.
Young girl.
My mother kept calling her the sandwich girl. The sandwich girl.
Oh, like, she's the sandwich girl because that's what he called her. Get out there, you sandwich girl.
No,
I'm going to work
she
on
was,
his voice.
I think my mother was calling her that because she didn't know, you know.
That's really what she was.
Yeah.
She brought the sandwiches.
Yeah.
She brought the sandwiches.
And the drugs.
And the drugs.
Well, what about like Mick Jagger's son? Did you like him?
Which one was he?
Yeah.
He's the one who played the lead singer for the Nasty Boys.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's Mick Jagger's
kid. I knew he was
kid,
in it, but
huh?
I didn't realize that was him. Oh,
James Jagger?
Yeah. Yeah, he was great.
How old is that guy?
No, 20s.
Oh, so like that's like a kid Mick Jagger had when he was in his 50s.
Oh,
right.
I don't know.
Or 70s.
Luckily, he didn't get the busted up grill like Bianca got.
Oh.
Jesus, God.
I don't even know what she looks like.
Or not Bianca. Yeah. What's the daughter's name? The one that does the Rimmel commercials. She does all the lipstick commercials and her, oh my God, it's his mouth, but with red lipstick on it. Every time it's horrifying.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Well,
I thought it was cool. I like Jeff's analogy. Is that the correct term?
We'll see. What?
Rock and roll Mad Men.
Oh, yeah. I thought the same thing. Especially, and style maybe, but especially the whole deal with where he goes back to his house at the end,
mm-hmm.
and you realize, oh, right, he's doing all this crazy shit in the city, but then he's got a family and kids back home. A family, yeah, a family. And that was the same. The first episode of Mad Men, you know, John Hamm was doing all this crazy shit in
New
York.
He goes home,
He goes home, and you're like, oh, yeah, he's, you know, right. banging chicks in New York. I keep thinking I'm going to fucking knock that out.
I got it here.
Yeah, so, I mean, I started seeing commercials for vinyl. It seems like a year ago, maybe. Yeah. And I had read a bunch about it, and I'm like, well, it's Scorsese, it's Terrence Winter, it's Mick Jagger's involved. You know, Bobby Cannavale? Cannavale. Cannavale.
Cannavale.
Cannavale.
Cannavale. Cannavale. Yeah. All right. We got it.
Yep.
I loved him from Boardwalk, and I was like, this is going to be the greatest fucking show ever. And I liked it a lot. I'm not disappointed at all. But this is what I'm going to predict. So when I started watching Boardwalk Empire, Scorsese directed the first one. And I wasn't too crazy about the first episode of Boardwalk, but I stuck with it.
No, it was boring.
And it got better once the Sopranos guys took over, and I feel like that's what's going to happen here, because Scorsese, is he just directing the first one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was 2 hours.
And then he's going to let it go, and he'll executive produce. And so it's going to get, it was good already, but it's going to get
real
much good better.
With the period stuff, too, like they did with Boardwalk Empire, where it really looked like it was the period. This, I thought, really looked like the...
Sure.
I have a problem with it, though.
And the dirty New York and the graffiti everywhere.
My mother had a problem with that because she grew up in New York.
That's
real,
though.
No, it was real. It used to be like that.
Yeah. No, she had a problem with it because she said, you know, that was right around when we moved out of New York, and it was so dirty and shitty and crime-ridden. Right. She's like, it was depressing to her to even watch vinyl and say, yeah, God, that sucks, you know, because she loved the city so much. And so that was a thing.
Wow.
For her. But 73 was the year I was born, so she's like, that's what it looked like.
Me too.
Dice Clay, Andrew Dice Clay, played the radio executive, and I loved it.
Yeah.
Buck Rogers.
Yeah.
But he was doing Dice, basically.
Yeah, but, I mean, those kind of people don't exist in radio anymore.
Come apart.
Oh!
You likes the way the Dice laughs.
Yo.
Platoon.
Seriously, his head got bashed in. Oh,
yeah.
His head was bashed apart.
Those kind of guys don't exist in radio anymore. There's no more cocaine.
Right.
No more payola.
No more hookers.
That's what I was wondering. When you came into radio, was that the end of it? Nobody was coming in and paying for songs anymore.
Here's how what happened when I started in radio in 2000. I was the promotions director for 96 Rock. So every week you would send out the list of music that you added, and if you had added anything new, like say the Chili Peppers had a new song, because 96 Rock didn't play a lot of new music, but they would throw on a track by Rush and play it for a week once or twice a day. But in you would fax that to the record company that you added it, and then, you know, two or three days later, you got 50 CDs in a box or 20 CDs in a box. Okay, that's what you got. Now, when you wanted to get your staff jackets for Christmas and pay for a Christmas party, you would call what is at the time called an indie. An indie was a guy who existed in between the record industry and the radio industry. The indie would sit there in the middle and negotiate. So the indie would say, hey, blah, 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 you're going to add the new Britney Spears song.
Yeah.
Okay. And in exchange for you adding that song, we are going to give you, let's see, how much are jackets for your entire staff? Okay, it's $3,300 and your Christmas party's $2,500 or more, whatever. Okay, we'll pay for that. The indie will pay for that. And the money comes from the record company, and that's how it works.
So payola is still alive and well today. No, it's just kind of...
It wasn't payola. It was using indies. That's how they got around the payola.
I see.
And it was negotiated by the indie, not the other parties, right?
Oh, I see.
The record companies don't have any money left though,
It was a loophole. They banned it.
Right.
So they banned it.
Since then.
This all happened, remember, with the Enron thing and then Sarbanes-Oxley, is that what it's called, whatever, where you actually had to, it got to be like 2003, 2004, I had to itemize every prize that came in.
Oh,
and I was promotions director back then.
Even the ones that ended up in your trunk?
Yeah, a lot of shit ended up in my trunk, dude.
That could be our poll prizes.
No, I don't have them anymore. Oh, I sold them. But anyway, that's not how radio is anymore, for sure. But the thing that pisses me off is that he had an awards he had a cabinet full of awards, and in one of them was a Marconi Award, and the Marconi Award wasn't invented until the 80s. I don't think.
You spotted that, huh?
Yeah. Shit like that bothers me. Like in The Americans, the first season of The Americans was set in the 70s.
Yeah.
And, or at least, no, it was set in the 1980 or 81 because Reagan had just been elected. And I don't know if anybody watches The Americans. I dig that show.
I watched the first few episodes. I never got back to it. I liked it.
But. It's supposed to be 1981.
Yeah.
In the boy's room, there are baseball cards on a string on his bed. And those baseball cards are from Topps' 1986 set.
You would hate the Goldbergs.
Well, I love the Goldbergs.
Yeah, but they're not. That's a goofy
not supposed
show.
To be.
Yeah,
these
but
period
there's
shows.
So much, it's set in the '80s, and there's so much stuff that, and they try and cover it by go. The year was 1980 something.
But that's on purpose.
But there's like stuff like that hasn't happened yet, like
cell phones.
Yeah, not cell phones.
Well, that's a prop person being told go find some baseball cards from 1980 and just grabbing ones and. The 86 set was such an ugly set, and the tops were black, so you would damage them easily, and they were hard to trade.
But you noticed that. This is the kind of talent that we're dealing with here, ladies and gentlemen. This is fascinating shit.
And they weren't as easy to keep. They were more difficult to keep. What am I talking about? The 1985 Donruss set is like the cherry set of the 80s. That and 84. But the 84s had white borders, so they were easy to maintain, and the 85s were black bordered, and there's so many that are damaged or miscentered.
It's African American bordered now too.
Get out of here. You don't have the two for the title,
you know,
Don Mattingly.
If we were ready to talk about Better Call Saul yet, that would segue.
I was gonna say it's the dude
into that
Saul.
Episode,
yeah,
but we're still talking about vinyl.
We are still talking about vinyl. Yeah. But anyway, I thought it was fun, and I love the Led Zeppelin shit, and I love the Dolls.
How about Ray Romano?
Oh,
I love
yeah.
Ray Romano on that.
Love
well,
him.
And I didn't. Did you guys know that he was? See, I didn't read.
I didn't
much.
Know he was going to be in it. It was a delicious.
And
surprise.
My wife,
I didn't either.
My wife is sitting there going,
"Is that Ray Romano? I don't know. Is it Ray?
Well,
Romano?
They're like, she was doing the. That's not him. And I'm like, well, the voice.
Yeah.
They either got somebody that has his exact voice, and then there was a couple. I was like, look, that's him.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, you can't mistake that.
I love the uncomfortable discussion they had with the Germans about World War II.
Yes. Yeah.
The little guy with the mutton chops. Yeah. He's great.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, who's the guy, what's his name from The Sopranos and Doogie Howser? What's his name?
Max Casella?
Yeah, he's in it.
The lawyer, right?
Vinny Del Pino.
No, Max Casella's the
record.
The A&R guy. The
Julie.
The promotional guy, yeah.
The Julie, the one the blonde works
yes.
for.
Yes, yeah. Yes, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. Where he's screaming on the phone. And yeah. Yeah, that guy. I know. But wasn't he like a child actor, though?
Yeah, he was on Doogie Howser.
Oh, Doogie Howser.
Vinny Del Pino.
Okay, sorry.
What was his name on
Vinny
that?
Vinny Del Pino.
Vinny Del Pino.
There you go.
I was a Doogie Howser freak. I loved that show.
I don't remember it very well.
I was a girl in ninth grade, so it was a fantasy of mine.
Well, we're exactly the same age, so I get it.
Yeah.
Well, so we were in college when that show was on, as proven last week when we did Length Matters. And, or 2 weeks ago. Anyway, so I didn't really watch a lot of TV then.
I can't get
that
Matter song out of my head, by the way.
It's great.
I keep singing it all the time.
You mind if we dance with your
yeah,
mates?
That's a Length Matter. Length Matter.
Who keeps calling me from Omaha? Let's find out. Let's see.
Put him on the air.
Hello?
You're live on the podcast.
It's Saul Goodman.
Hello?
Who?
The National Gallup
National Gallup panel. No, I'm in the middle of a podcast, but I'll call you.
Let's talk.
Like your pizza square, since you're from Detroit.
I can hear
it.
Bye-bye.
I love Jets deep dish.
Oh, come on.
I do,
too. Which is a Detroit.
Gallup poll?
I just bought a Jets Groupon.
I can't even air that. Worth of no, it's yeah. not. I don't know.
You
it's
know,
not
it's
going over
Michigan.
The air.
Well,
it's a Michigan-based.
Anyway. I was going to ask you, the lawyer, his lawyer that stayed up with Dice for 2 days.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
He's a real lawyer, right?
Yeah, I don't know if he still is.
But he was
Bo Dietl.
Who?
Bo Dietl.
Is that his name?
Mm-hmm. He used to be on the Don Imus show.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. He was in a bunch of Hardee's commercials a couple years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He was that guy that went around with the slicer.
See, I thought he was like a CNN.
He has been. He's been a legal expert.
Aha. See, I was right about that.
Is joining us in the 7 o'clock hour is going to be Bo Dietl here on the. I just don't know. Before we do that, though, we're going to talk to Fred out in Arizona. Or was it New Mexico? I don't know. He's on the Don Imus Kids for Cancer Ranch. Or you can get our book
You know, I prank called Jesse Jackson one time doing Don Imus' voice.
Really?
I didn't record it.
You should prank called Johnny Cochran as OJ. Did you see that this week?
No.
They got prank called by somebody pretending to be OJ. the secretary's like,
I thought Johnny Cochran was dead.
Yeah.
No, on the show.
Oh.
He's sitting in his office, and the secretary goes, O.J. Simpson's on the line for you. And he's like, oh, yeah, this is what I've been waiting for, you know, and he's all.
So it's Courtney B. Vance.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he sits down at his desk, and he answers the thing, and the guy goes, hey, it's O.J. I really need you to come out and help defend me. I don't think anybody else can do it except you. And then Courtney B. Vance is like, I'm absolutely ready, O.J. I'm going to be there. And O.J. goes, because I really need your help, because I murdered the hell out of him.
What did he do?
He yells at his secretary, screen these calls!
Well, this remember when Don Imus made that comment about the Rutgers women's basketball
right,
team?
Right, the nappy-headed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thing. That was terrible. And, you know... So
how did he recover from that? Jeez. Well, anybody can recover from anything.
I'm sorry. I think I know more black people than you do.
Yeah, that's what's going to work?
Yeah.
Well, and then he got that. He got a black co-host on his show.
Plus, he himself is nappy-headed, so.
Yeah.
I was never an Imus.
I didn't get to talk about it because I dye my hair that way, but anyway, Mo Deedle will be joining us to talk about President Clinton and the Monica Lewinsky scandal, and then after that, we're going to talk about it. So anyway, I called Jesse Jackson, and yeah. I had his number, so I called it, and he answered the phone. Hello.
How'd you get his number?
I can't tell you.
Okay.
And so I had his number, and I called him, and he answered the phone, and I went,
just Jesse.
And he said, yes. And I went,
hey, Jesse, hi. I'm sorry to bother you. This I-Man, Don Imus.
He's like, mm-hmm. I said, yeah, I just want, listen, I wanted to apologize for saying that.
I know I haven't had a chance to speak to you yet. And I said, I know that it would do me a lot of good if you would accept my apology. And he's like, okay, Don. And he goes, yeah, I get it. And I go, yeah, and if you don't mind, you know, please make some sort of announcement that you've forgiven me.
why would you not record this?
I wasn't thinking at the time. And this was before it was really easy to record shit like that. I mean, you know, I didn't have it. It was a flip phone, for one thing.
Well, see, he's dedicated, folks. He'll do this shit even if nobody else is going
to
hear it.
For the love of the game.
Oh, God. And to be able to kind of do Imus, tell him the story.
You know, welcome to the Imus Show. It's 5 minutes past the hour.
Remember that?
No.
I do.
What was that?
You never listen to Imus.
I always
played a duck noise after he read the time, and that goes all the way back to his AM day. Well, he's always still on AM.
Well, because I was so into Stern when he was feuding with him that I was so loyal to Stern. I was like, well, I'm not listening to that guy.
Well, you got to listen to the competition, see if it's bad.
No, I mean, when I was a kid, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You couldn't listen to him then because he was a douchebag still. 66 WNBC.
I remember seeing those TV commercials on 11 Alive. Remember 11 Alive?
Yeah.
Picks. Did Detroit have a superstation? Were you a teenager in Detroit or in West Virginia?
Both.
Okay.
I commuted back and forth.
All right.
So, yeah, like in Detroit, it was Channel 4 Action News with Mort Krim.
And
I feel like he was like Oprah's trainer or something.
Really?
Yeah. Like Mort was a big deal.
Mort Krim?
Mort Krim.
Oh, Krim.
Trim.
Mort Krim, yes.
And did they have like the reruns when you got home from school?
Oh, yeah.
Like what did they show?
Well, I'm thinking of like in the evening time, they would do Barney Miller. That
right.
would be one of the ones.
Okay.
trying to think. Exactly. And, What's Happening.
Yeah.
They would do a lot of the 70s stuff like that. Good Times.
Like what
a
great
block
show.
Of that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I would have to, and my step-grandmother, she would make me massage her feet with Skin So Soft lotion while we watched these shows together.
Peel my corns, Stephanie. Peel my corns.
Is there a movie that happened?
get the pedicure out of the sink and bring it over here, baby doll.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape or something? Was a scene out of that?
She had a large behind, but I mean, she could get out of the house. She went to bingo every week, so.
How did she sound?
My Grandma Polly? She had more of a northern accent. She would always call me Stoffy. Like she would try to talk like she was very regal
Stoffy.
Instead of the fact that they lived across from the Still Mill, you know.
Yeah.
Like she would try to
the
sound
Still
like,
Mill?
Yeah.
Still Mill?
The Still Mill, yeah. That's where my stepdad worked.
That's where they made stills.
Mill. Stills? Or is it steel?
You can make fun of how I say roof next.
What's that?
Roof.
Roof. People were, Jeff and I grew up say worder.
Worder.
Worder. It's up and under.
That's they say. Close to me. I mean, I'm Philly, and we were water.
Yeah, water.
Water.
But some of the people up there say worder, and where is it? Oh, it's up and under there.
How you say I say toilet.
Turlet.
Yep.
People where we're from always add an S to stuff, too. Like, oh, Ames's? For no reason. Yeah, Walmart's.
Let's go to Walmart's. No, they said
there
Walmart's.
There was a store called McCrory's that already had the S on it, and they would add an extra one.
McCrory's.
McCrory's.
So we would always say, let's go to CVS's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Sears's.
Kroger's.
And it was a lot Kroger's of fitting to where I was at.
Yeah.
We fitting to go to.
Oh, fitting to go.
Yeah.
Do you watch that show?
Hardcore Pawn?
Yeah, Hardcore Pawn.
No.
You know what
it's
it is.
It's too real for me.
Yeah, have you seen it?
Yeah, that's very 8 Mile. I mean, that is truly how it is. And I think it's sad. And I certainly don't like watching them try to hawk console TVs from 1980 for 50 bucks. Yeah. I mean, it's just not.
It's just angry black people and angry white trash yelling at Jews.
It's Detroit.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
I mean, until that show, though, I did not know there were any Jewish people in Detroit. I didn't know that. I'd never met any.
It's a big city.
Somebody's got to reclaim all the
wealth. I never met any
wealth.
Jewish people until I moved to Atlanta, to be honest
really?
With you. Yeah,
that's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's, you know, very Polish. Yeah. A lot of Polacks.
Well, there's lots of Polish Jews that migrated from Europe.
There's lots of Goyim out
there. I guess maybe I just
there.
Never know. Maybe they just kept it to themselves, or I just didn't know about
well,
it.
Well, yeah, I think when people came here, they dropped it so they could fit in name-wise. I don't know. It's terrible. I wish the Polish had done it. There's so many skis. Just kidding. Well, we had weird names when we grew up, like Smichelchowski.
Oh, yeah? You had a Smichelchowski?
Yeah. Or Shamowski. There was Boyanowski. Manowski.
It was such a huge Polish community where I'm from. I didn't realize until
I moved
down here.
It's okay to say that, right? You're looking at me like I'm weird.
No, I was trying to think of some more, but I couldn't. Yeah, I think you got them all.
Like Hamtramck is, I think it's
Hamtramck?
Where, yeah, that's where.
What a great name.
That's where all the Polish people live. And
is there
was
a big
like
Czechoslovakian?
There may have been. Yeah. I know that General Motors was a big deal there in Hamtramck. And,
are there any African Americans in Detroit?
I don't know. I don't know if anybody's still there. It's pretty desolate now. It's just like a packs of wild dogs.
There's
on
dogs
the
and bears and shit.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
It's like the wilderness. It's like the Revenant there now, from what I understand.
Can't you buy like a huge mansion for like $5 there?
Oh, yeah. Sure. And the houses, you know, they were so opulent. Right.
We'll get the copper out of it for you. Don't you worry. We'll take care of that for you.
Well, no, I did see a story. It was like a Nightline thing or something where there was a guy like our age, all tattooed up and everything, and he bought like a small town up there.
Yeah, I'm going to make an arts community.
Well, no, and he...
Yeah, you is. We going to come down there. We going to buy your shit. Do a painting of your head on the fucking ground.
Well, no, and you know, he was doing hipster shit, and they were, you know, they had a garden and the farm stuff.
Yeah,
and they were growing their food, and they were building it. But people were moving there and buying houses for, $100.
Give me some of that kale.
Something you'll never hear in the hood. Yo, give me a kale salad. And make sure that balsamic vinaigrette is good. Because if it ain't right, I'm coming back now.
You got one? You got a gluten-free pizza?
Yeah, give me a gluten-free. And make sure that you got that that almond cheese on there. Because I'm lactose.
You're lactose.
I got the lactose. It's like my grandmama used to say, because she had diabetes, but she said she had the sugar.
The sugars.
I got the sugar.
Got the sugars.
Sugar diabetes.
The
but
sugars.
I got the lactose.
You got the pre-sugars.
I don't know why I'm doing this voice. I'm going to do the rest of the podcast talking like this.
All right. Good night, everybody. It's been good.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes the character gets stuck in me.
I feel like maybe this might
just like a butt plug.
In your wear.
Huh? It, like it's a butt plug. I got one of them new diamond butt plugs.
Ooh.
Diamond encrusted?
I don't know. Every girl on Reddit. Never mind.
The mouth one is a grill. What would that be called? All right. Next, anyway.
It is a thing with the 20-somethings. Men and women are getting butt plugs, and they wear them around all day.
What?
Well, you know, after...
What do you mean?
After Amber Rose just totally busted Kanye about sticking her face.
What? I didn't hear about
it's
this.
It's a thing with 20-somethings, whatever they're called, the millennials.
Walking around with things stuck in their ass?
They just got these plugs, and they got a little fake diamond on the end, like multicolored glow in the, I don't know, like crystally thing. And that part hangs out of the butthole.
Butthole's very in right now.
Yeah. I'll never understand you people. Just hear that.
Huh?
What's that girl group,
the one you talked about last week?
Oh, Garfunkel and Oates.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're funny. I like those.
Yeah, they're
that
funny.
That song about the whole anal thing.
No, I don't know.
I don't know the song, but they're funny.
There's like a big,
I love her
big song
period.
About it's okay to do anal as long as you know, it's okay with Jesus.
So as long as
you maintain your virginity. And
yeah.
Pretty funny song.
So we all agree we liked Vinyl.
Well, I wanted to talk about the end real quick. He's at the New York Dolls show, and the building collapses.
Right.
And the cracks and everything. Now, what?
Was that a real thing?
I don't know.
What happened?
Google it.
My wife looked it up. It was a real thing.
Oh, really?
It was a real
thing. But it didn't happen during
because I thought it was a little cheesy. I was like, come on. They're getting a little out there now. So she started Googling it right away. She's like, it's a real thing. 1973.
It really happened, but not during a show. It just happened.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, there was no show going on. Because really? I did the same thing. I looked it up.
Are you sure about that?
Is this bullshit? Is this a dream sequence? I mean, that's what it said, what I read, is that it actually did happen. But there was not a show. The New York Dolls weren't playing there when it happened, but they did play there a lot.
I see.
That's what I read anyway.
Buster Poindexter.
Yeah. I know.
Way to reinvent yourself, man. What a good thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, you were talking before, like, were these bands all real bands? And it took you a while to figure it out. I was kind of doing the same thing. And then they kept, you know, that was, seeing that show, the New York Dolls show, was kind of a flashback because it started at the beginning and then what was a flash forward or something. So I was starting to think that that band was the Nasty Bits.
So did
A year later.
Yes.
All right.
Holy shit, I'm not the only one. Okay.
All right, good. Well, but that would have made sense.
And I wasn't even high when I watched. Not that I do that.
But I thought that would have been a cool thing.
Right. Huh?
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, of course not. My father gets high.
Steph, you sent me a thing on, you sent me a link to a YouTube video, Bill Maher.
Yeah.
Talking about, what was it? It was last week, it was his new rules or whatever.
Yeah, when he smoked weed on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just took the joint out. It was pretty funny. Did you see it?
No.
Yeah, it was great. I don't watch
Maher. Well, it's California, so you can take it. I don't really watch it either.
He has a prescription.
Yep. Yes. But he said, you know, stop, you know, making marijuana such a big thing. It's not going to happen overnight. And,
right.
you know, Hillary isn't going to legalize it. Neither is Bernie Sanders. And, you know, it's a pipe dream.
A lot about states' rights
right.
and how they, you know,
right.
are more inhibiting than you realize,
actually. That's
going to
get illegalized. See how much money Colorado's got.
No, sure.
Why is it going to be illegalized?
I say it's going to be legalized state by state based on how much money Colorado's
The federal government has to allow Colorado to deposit that money in banks, which it doesn't do.
Well, Colorado's getting getting that money somehow.
And how many I mean, it was in the billions last year.
Yeah. No,
pulled in revenue-wise?
Multi-billions. And I didn't know this. I don't know if this has changed, but it used to be that the dispensaries and the stores would have to take the money to a central location, and then someone else would come take the money and do what they had to do with, like put it in the bank or something. Because it's some weird laws.
It was like a scene at a casino.
Taking it back to, what did they call it?
The cooler.
Back east or something?
Oh, the... that little shop? Like
they always called whatever.
Back home.
Back home. Well,
weren't they in Kansas City, though?
Yeah, it was Kansas City, yeah.
This is real greaseball shit.
Yeah.
He said. Speaking of, well, I don't know if you know.
Yeah, it's too bad about your husband.
Speaking of weird laws, Antonin Scalia died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not doing that segment yet.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, we're getting into that?
I was just telling you he
died. Is that too political for us?
No. I'm saying who died is the next segment.
Who died? Nobody's getting $100 tonight?
I don't know. I don't know what that's from.
Jeff?
Yeah, who died? What's that from?
Did you send a clip from something?
No. He sent an audio.
Who died?
You know it's definitely...
And I offered...
Who died?
I will offer this to our audience, too, because I'm bold. If anybody knows that clip, where it came from...
Do you happen to have the clip that we could play?
No.
No, you got to go by Ira's impression.
You
got to
go by my impression.
Oh, do it again.
You ready? Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Who died? I will offer $100.
Wow.
Is that bold or what?
Do it again.
That's bold.
Do it.
It's exciting, though, isn't it? Doesn't
like
that feel
like
good?
I know it, but
I mean, you guys have to go
it,
in
you
on
know what I mean?
With me on this. But
I'll give you $1.
I'll go in on it. Go ahead. Even though I don't have a job.
No, that's it. Who died? That's the name of the segment. Anyway. So I'm done. We're done with Vinyl.
Yeah. How long have we been shimmer shammering?
50 minutes.
We should take a break.
All right. Let's take a break because we got to come back and talk Walking Dead.
Yes.
Okay. I'm out for that.
Very excited.
Other dead
things.
Well, if you're out, then we don't need to talk about it.
No. I want to hear about it. I can still comment on
it. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it.
All right.
Look, Jeff? Everybody's talking.
And during the smoke break, you got to watch every season of Walking Dead.
All right.
Don't bother
we'll
watching
back,
the last four episodes of last season.
Punky. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on iTunes and like us and give us ratings. We'll read them at the end of the show. Also, follow us on Twitter at @radio_labyrinth and on Facebook, Radio Labyrinth.
And we're back.
Yeah, what happened to her, man? She
they shouldn't have back.
Piano was out of tune.
Piano fell yeah, she, on something or
something.
She audio dropped out, and then she was backlit poorly.
Well, I heard that something happened.
That gap.
That something happened. Like there was a microphone fell
Into the piano or something,
and it threw her
rolling in the piano
yeah.
off.
It sounded like one of those kids' pianos, like a ting tang.
Hello. Yeah. So I didn't notice that. I just noticed her voice,
mm-hmm.
which is a shame, man. You know. She's great.
That was the Grammys, by the way. The most.
Do you want to talk more Grammys?
Not really.
No?
No.
It was a television phenomenon that's right in our wheelhouse.
It was a CBS fucking circle jerk is what it was.
Well.
Every artist that was highlighted was pretty much a CBS performer.
Right. Well.
And all the, when they had Kelly Cuoco out there, or Kaylee Cuoco.
Kaylee Cuoco.
The hell is that?
The chick from that show that only old people watch.
Not me.
CBS. I'm old, but I don't
watch. My teenage daughter.
Who do you know that enthusiastically watches Big Bang Theory?
Me.
Besides Jeff.
Older people, yeah. Like people in their 60s.
I have never found anything funny about that show.
I watched the first couple seasons and and then it just waned on me. I'm not sure what it was. What I thought was so funny, and now when I try to watch it, I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking? Why did I watch the show?
I've never watched it.
What do you think is funny about it?
It's definitely gone off the rails lately. It's not as funny as it used to be.
But, what was its original appeal? The nerdiness?
Yeah.
Okay. I can see that.
And the Bare Naked Ladies theme song.
Yeah. No, you see it. Things that draw you into stuff.
But. Yeah.
Well, I think at the time it was the only show that featured kind of geeky shit, and guys having a sitcom about guys that are into geeky
shit. It's
like
Friends for Geeks.
Right. Yeah. So...
Speaking of Friends,
had
did
a
you
niche.
See Vanessa Bayer's spot-on impression of Rachel on SNL? Holy fuck.
It killed me.
That was incredible.
Perfect, yes.
That was funny, and the other funny thing was the kid sitting down watching Terminator sex scene with his parents.
Oh, yeah.
I like the focus group at the movies, too.
Yeah.
She threw up.
Yeah.
Melissa
McCarthy was the host.
Yeah.
And she was just funny as shit the whole episode.
Great.
I was so glad she hasn't lost. A lot of times when you lose weight, you're not funny anymore. But
has she lost weight?
She's
lost a lot of weight, actually.
Swim down quite a bit.
She's still funny as fuck.
Just like Zach Galifianakis. I was scared.
Yeah.
She's still very funny.
Jonah Hill.
See?
Jonah Hill's back to.
I know.
Looking like real life Peter Griffin in this Hail Caesar commercial.
Yeah. He's a terrible actor. I watched a movie that he was in with, who was it? It was him and James Franco. And James Franco was in jail for murdering
his family.
True story.
A couple
Holy
weeks ago.
Shit. Wasn't that horrible?
It wasn't great.
It wasn't good.
No.
James Franco's good, but the writing was terrible.
No. And I watched the whole thing, and it was when at the end. I was like, why did I watch all of that? God
Caitlin, at the end of the movie, we're like, why did we waste our time watching this? But Jonah Hill just is unbelievable. In that kind of role he's just
the only thing I've ever liked him in was Wolf of Wall Street.
I did like him in that.
He was good in Moneyball
Moneyball too. True. I guess but you
and
know.
He's did you ever talk to him on air or anything interview him?
I met him
we were supposed to meet him at the Punchline that one time.
Yeah,
he never showed up.
Right.
Didn't you do all the Superbad kids on 99X?
Yeah, the whole cast of Superbad was in town on 99X, and I said something to him. I go, man, that must have been fun shooting Grandma's Boy when you got to leave your mouth in that girl's fake boobs all night. And he just looked at me and goes, it's acting.
Well, because every interview I've heard him in, he's like a total dick.
Yeah, he's just...
That's what roast was it? Was it the Franco roast where they just totally skewered him? I think I watched that one like 20 times. It was so funny.
Did he cry?
Everybody. Oh, no, he didn't. He was actually really great about the whole thing.
He probably knows. And it's probably not like he's really not like that. He's just... maybe uncomfortable. Who knows?
He reminds me of a lot of the kids I grew up with, actually.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Just
Terry Hill,
snotty.
New Jersey. Just,
He's a rich kid. His dad was a record executive.
I was saying that recently that before our generation came up and then way before that, of course, most people became famous because they were talented and they worked their asses off. And nowadays, most of the actresses and actors and musicians and stuff are just progeny. They come from other famous people, or they come from money. Definitely, they come from
Rob Schneider.
Huh?
Oh, yeah?
They come from Rob Schneider.
Yeah, Ellie King. Although nobody knows who she is, so she kind of rose on her own.
I don't.
And he doesn't have a lot of money. He's a comedian.
Rob Schneider?
Yeah.
Well, he's had some money. Hit movies.
Yeah. Well, he hadn't had okay. He
not good movies.
I can tell you,
movies.
He's not rolling you in an Adam Sandler movie, and he didn't get paid money. They wouldn't give him $20 million to go. You can do it. In every I'm not doing it in another movie, Adam.
And he did two Deuce Bigelows. Okay, huh? So
right.
Those are funny.
European gigolo.
Yes. Yeah. Both of them are funny. Okay.
Rob Schneider's a stapler.
Rob Schneider is a carrot.
No, I don't know that at all.
It's the best South Park.
You don't know that one?
No.
It's a South Park. They keep showing movie trailers on airplanes and stuff, and then they're all Rob Schneider movies. Rob Schneider is a stapler. Derp de derp de derp.
His face on the stapler. Yeah. Stapling shit.
I didn't watch the Grammys, though, because I was watching The Walking Dead.
Yes.
No. All right,
The Walking
get to
Dead.
It.
Let's get to it real quick. Walking Dead.
So what, some major shit happened, huh?
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
In the first 5 minutes, it was great.
What happened?
Jeff?
Bunch of people died.
Yeah?
People that you wanted to see gone.
Oh, yeah.
I like Alexander Breckenridge, though. I was sad to see her go.
I'm glad they're all gone. She was hot,
too.
Though. She was hot. She was in
She was on American Horror Story.
Yeah, that first season. She was the maid.
The maid that turned into the mom from 6 Feet Under all the time. That was the worst. Like, you'd be halfway there, and all of a sudden she'd turn into the mom from...
I forgot she played the maid on that. Oh, okay.
Yeah, the what an episode.
Spoilers,
don't listen if you haven't watched it yet.
Last season, the last four episodes were such, to me, a snore.
Yeah, I'm with
really
you there.
Losing
the
I'm
pacing
with you
there. Was off.
Hated it. Because the first few episodes were great, and then we just went into, it's a fucking speech. It's a speech, and it's a speech.
I think it's because they knew they were bringing Negan in for the second half, and they just had to slow it down.
We got to work here to help this town.
It just in the training, in the training montages, and just all that crap was so...
I did like the episode with, who was it? I don't remember the actor's name.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The guy who taught the other guy how to use the staff.
The dude that played the husband in Fargo.
Yeah, that's what I knew him from. Man. I don't know his name. Wasn't he also Drew Carey's brother on the Drew Carey show?
Yeah,
that was a great episode, even though it was like low-key or whatever. But this one, like right from the get-go, when he blew the bikers up, I was like, fuck yeah.
I didn't know that was going to happen.
It's about time. Yeah, exactly. And there's like bits of them everywhere. Thank God. I thought, is this going to be some more boring-ass negotiation shit?
Yes, and then we're going to ride back to the town. Boom.
Yes. But when they were squirreling through the zombies, and when the kids started thinking back to what Carol said that time, I was like, oh no. And then whenever they just started biting, I'm like, oh, they're eating the kid. Yes.
I'm like, yes, that little whiny pussy is gone.
Yes. And then I'm like, are they eating the mom? They're eating the mom. Yes.
Yes.
I mean, that's what you watch the show for.
And the douchebag turned around to the gun to shoot Carl.
And then finally,
Carl
the comic book.
Shot in the head.
Finally, it happened.
Yeah.
Carl.
How many times are they going to shoot this Carl kid?
How many times has he been shot?
He got shot at the farm, right?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
they were out deer hunting or whatever, and he got shot at, and they had to go to Herschel's farm to save him.
Herschel had to save him.
Now he gets shot in the eye, and they got Mara Weaver trying to save him.
But he's in the comic book without an eye, right?
Right, and it's
There's
been
a big hole
that.
In his head, for several issues.
I was like, I was beginning to wonder, was it ever going to happen? Which I don't read the comic book. I
but
only read about people that read the comic book, you know? So, yeah. But I knew it was, I thought
so
it was
you're caught up on spoilers and shit?
I mean, for the most part, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I watched Talking Dead afterwards, and they seem, I mean, I don't know. It seems like they're not going to follow it 100%. But the eye thing, it seemed like they were definitely going to follow that because it was such a big part of.
Well, who's Negan?
I thought Glenn was going to bite it, too, for a minute there.
He is later on.
Well, at the end of the season, I have a feeling he's going to make it to the last episode, and that's it.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to get it this one.
That's what I was saying. I thought, oh, my God, are they seriously going to kill Glenn on this episode?
I said at the TV, I just went, see you, Glenn. And then they start shooting him. I was like, what the fuck?
That's all right.
You know who Glenn is, though, because you watched the first few episodes.
Yeah, but I don't remember
Glenn's
the characters.
The Asian kid, the delivery kid.
Is he driving like the Charger or something in the first episode?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was one of my issues with that show.
You wouldn't have a Charger?
Well, I don't know.
I don't want to talk about what we do in a zombie apocalypse because everybody talks about what they would do in a zombie. I would fucking let him eat me so I could, you know, just forget everything.
And then you could eat everybody else.
Right. But the there was some good resolution with that long-haired fucking freak ball from the wolves. The wolves.
Yeah.
He gets his ass shot, so that's reassuring and refreshing and wonderful. And the town fights and kills all the zombies.
Yes, no, they're all galvanized.
Freaks out after Carl gets shot and goes one-on-one against him, against an entire horde of zombies.
Yeah, when he goes Red Rick, he went totally Red Rick in that one.
Right, he went off and killed like 100 zombies just by himself, and then that got all his people to come out and go, oh, we got to go help Rick.
Mm-hmm.
So all his people went out help him, and then when the townspeople saw all of Rick's people out there, they're like, oh, we got to do it too. And so the entire town rose up and they took out all the zombies.
Yep.
Show sounds a little fantastical to me.
So where are we headed, though, next week? Confrontation yet?
I would say probably, wouldn't you think? I mean, it just seems like his crew will probably be looking for retribution since he blew up like 20 of them.
Yeah. How, Jeff?
Yeah, and I don't know if you've seen the video of the car in the background when Daryl blew up the biker gang.
No, I didn't see that.
There's a video going around YouTube and stuff that shows like right before they get blown up, there's a car pulls into the background and it takes off when they get blown off.
Blown up.
So maybe it was somebody Negan or
got in there.
Negan's people watching what happened, and so
that's why I had to leave the Good Wife to go back. Do you watch The Good Wife?
I do not.
Okay,
you're the only one here that does. Is this their final season?
The guy playing Negan is that he's also on The Good
Jeffrey
Wife.
Dean Morgan.
Yeah, right. And he also played the comedian. We talked about him in the first episode.
Yeah.
Anyway, so The Walking Dead was a great episode, and it set it up for what seems to be a good season. Hope it doesn't get... Well, how many episodes is there? 8?
In the second half of the season, I think it is 8, right?
How many episodes is there? How many episodes are there?
Is there?
Something like that, yeah.
How many episodes am there?
8
huh?
and 8.
8 and 8?
8 first half of the season and 8 second half.
88. You wait, the S1s will put the left in effect, and I still will rock the hard jam.
You would know that.
Like a seminar. Reach the bourgeois.
Steph's a rap
the boulevard.
I don't know that song.
Oh, man. Your credibility is waning.
I'm sorry.
P.E. in effect.
Public Enemy.
What
even
song
I know
is that from Public Enemy?
Wasn't it Bring the Noise? I forget the name of the song.
That was with Anthrax, that one?
No, that was, yeah.
I'm the Man.
I'm the Man. No, they did I'm the Man.
I'm so bad, I should be in detention.
What song was I singing? 88, You Wait, the S1s Will. Don't Believe the Hype.
Oh, yeah. That was in Do the Right Thing.
Correct me if I'm wrong, huh?
That was in Do the Right Thing.
A lot of songs were in Do the Right Thing.
I know.
So was...
That's the only reason I know that shit.
God, what was the really good one from... Do you remember that movie?
Fight the Power.
Fight the Power, yeah.
Fight the Power. I saw it at Music Midtown.
Elvis.
Radio Raheem.
Yeah. Elvis was a hero to most, but he never meant shit to me.
Is that...
Chuck D.
Yeah, but it was Keenan Ivory Wayans was the DJ, right?
Keenan Ivory Wayans?
Yeah. In Do the Right Thing.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant...
Come on, follow me
I
here.
I thought you meant for Public Enemy. I'm like, no. Let's see.
Now, would you prefer that me and Steph and Jeff do not talk Better Call Saul?
Yeah, by the way, I don't know if you noticed the shirt,
I did see the
shirt. This is from season 4.
All right, go ahead
and just so you know.
Go ahead and keep it brief.
We'll keep it brief.
You got to go back and watch season 1, dude. That's all right. I'm going to say about that.
I mean, if you're a Breaking Bad fan, look, I know your argument with prequels, and I'm totally with you on that.
I have a tough time with prequels. Listen, I watched the first 2 episodes. It's a great show.
Michael McKean.
So then what happened there?
Yeah.
Tour de force, man. The guy was awesome on that.
You know how sometimes you have too many things to watch or whatever?
Yeah. Oh, I know that.
Well, Good Wife's only got like 5 or 6 left. So
I don't even watch that anymore.
All right.
It's on Netflix. I'm going to make it my mission to watch the first season in the next couple of weeks.
So go season ahead. 2 debuted.
And
right?
It's not a full prequel because it shows what's going on now where he's working in Omaha at the Cinnabon.
Yeah, mm-hmm. What is that, a flash forward?
That's like a flash now.
Yeah, because that's what he ended up doing after Breaking Bad.
It shows his life. Working at Cinnabon?
Yeah. He's working at a Cinnabon in Omaha,
mm-hmm.
which you just got a call from.
Is he in hiding?
Yes.
He's in hiding. And I'll tell you what. So they open up the episode with him at Cinnabon just doing menial shit, you know. And he's at the end of the night in the mall, and it's everything's closed down. They closed down the store, and he's throwing trash away in the dumpsters, and he gets locked in the dumpster room of the mall. And there's no way out except for an emergency door, but it says the alarm's going to go off.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, ah, shit, should I do it? Should I not? But he doesn't do it because if alarm goes off, maybe the cops will come. He wants to, so he sits in.
So he's wanted, by the way, for what?
For all the shit that he was involved with in Breaking Bad. Okay. I mean, all the money laundering. And
okay.
I would imagine all the stuff that's connected to Walter, that whenever Walter got.
But see, I think, isn't he in hiding because he doesn't want Walter to find him? Like, he doesn't want to get killed because, or is it like he's hiding from the law?
I thought it was because he's hiding from the law.
If you know,
yeah, I'm sure he's heard Walter White's dead by now.
At @radio_labyrinth. Tell us.
But yeah, I mean, the whole Cinnabon stuff is, I feel bad for him, you know? Yeah. It is so depressing. But then, yeah, so they start with that. And then, yeah, him thinking about how he got his start, you know? But it was good stuff. I'm trying to think of what else happened in that episode. Jeff?
Those bitches at the nail shop still won't let him drink the cucumber water.
That was good. Well, he gets offered a high-end lawyering job that he turns down initially.
Well, and the whole little, you know, what's his face? I don't. What's the guy's name? He was he's Todd on The Last Man on Earth. His friend in the last one that died,
right,
when they were running that scam.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's
yeah.
wearing that little signet pinky ring, and that every time it's like he gets power off that. Right. And now that's that one, I'm going to do cons, and that's my whole thing.
Because when he was a con man before he did all that shit,
Slippin' Jimmy.
Yeah. Slippin' Jimmy was his name.
Yeah.
And he would run these cons. So they ran this, he and the girl, the Laura girl.
Kimmy, yeah.
She's Slippin' Kimmy now.
Yeah, right? Ran like a. Like a little con in a restaurant where they got this guy to buy them like this.
That's Kyle Bornheimer from, he was in Breaking Bad too as that same character.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that. I don't remember that. Oh, is he the one that Walt blew up his car in Breaking Bad?
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah. And
is like, Mike in it?
Mike is in it.
Mike is in
it. Mike is one of the main characters. That's why it's so cool.
Season one or just this season?
Both seasons.
Yeah, there's so much Mike. So much Mike backstory.
Oh, all right.
So much Mike.
All right.
Are you in?
I'm in.
All right, that's it. Well, we can go on to something else now.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as you're in.
I'm in. I'll watch the first episode in the next week. You guys can quiz me.
See, this was our whole mission, was just to get you in. And now we don't have to talk about it anymore.
Put it in like a butt plug.
But Steph is wearing a Saul Goodman t-shirt as we sit here.
Yes, and, you know, I'm telling my nerd... You have to know that I've had this since season 4 Breaking
That's
Bad.
Cool.
I didn't just get it.
Mm.
So, just so you know, I'm a pretentious nerd, so I know that.
You've had it for a while.
Yes.
I was into it before you were.
But Better Call Saul is, I mean, I'm always wary of prequels as well. Believe me, I'm like, well, we know what happens already. Why the fuck would we want to go back and, you know, watch them? But this is good.
I watched the Talking Saul afterwards, and
oh, they're doing Talking Saul.
They are, yes. They are.
Chris
yes.
Hardwick is.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, I did not know that.
And Gilligan was on there. Odenkirk, the chick that plays Kimmy Reed.
Here.
Yeah.
Oh. And how was that?
It was great. Yeah. And Gilligan gave you a lot of insight into the show.
Hey,
like
little buddy, we're not talking. I was just about to say we're not talking about.
He's got a voice that you should be able to do an impersonation.
Who?
Yeah, Vince Gilligan, the creator.
All right, I'll listen.
Yeah, you could do that one. For sure, but that he gave a lot of insight into the fact that what you mentioned at the beginning about how he didn't want to open that door
because
he was so afraid,
yeah.
And it just shows you the journey that he's went from being Slippin' Jimmy, where he would do all these crazy things, to now he can't even open a door. He's so terrified,
right.
You know? So that was pretty neat. I mean, like, you know, they put all kinds of Easter eggs in that episode. So
yeah, I want to get into all that shit. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna watch that later.
Hmm.
You know, this podcast is fucking up my sleep schedule. Not because of the work that we're doing for the podcast, but it's like last night. I watched Better Call Saul last night.
Uh-huh.
But it was like 1 a.m. I was doing a bunch of shit on the computer, and I had a ton of shit to do. And normally, if we weren't doing this podcast, I would have said, I would have loved to watch Better Call Saul tonight, but it's got to wait. I got to go to bed. Mm. But I'm like, you know what? We're podcasting tomorrow night. I got to go in there and fucking watch it so we can talk about it. And now I'm completely sleep deprived.
Do you have this week Length Matters?
I do. You want to play right now?
I'm thinking about it, but before we play, I want Jeff to tell us who died. Well,
speaking of lawyers, Antonin Scalia died, like I had said.
Who died?
At a ranch near Marfa, Texas.
Where's Marfa, Texas?
I don't know. Is that Marfa, Washington?
Who died, Jeff?
Antonin Scalia.
Okay, what happened to him?
What happened?
I mean, 79 years old. I don't know how did he die.
He was smothered in a pillow by an Obama supporter.
Yeah. Had a heart attack.
He was bungee jumping in the fucking courts.
He was shot by one of those CIA guns that causes a heart attack.
Somebody smothered him with a pillow. Don't you look at the Drudge Report? That's what happens.
Oh, yeah?
Somebody who wants Obama to have another pick for the Supreme Court.
Is Alex Jones talking about that too?
No, it's not Alex Jones. It's just some
1770.
Some stupid voice I'm doing. I can't.
Ronald Reagan got an appointee in his last year in office.
Hey, they all do it. It's the president's job. When
George Gaines died, 98 years old.
Punky.
Oh, wow.
Or as you used to call him, George Gayness.
Why?
That's because his name is spelled G-A-Y-N-E-S. You always said his name was George Gayness.
I never said that.
Yes, you did.
It would be very, 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 very bigoted of me to say that, Punky. He was Commandant
Lessard.
Lessard?
Lessard.
Yeah, okay.
And then there was Tackleberry?
Tackleberry.
And who was the other police chief?
Mauser?
There was one more guy.
Two, never mind.
Oh, yeah. All right, good.
Stupid. I love those movies.
Me too.
Tackleberry, the you were asking who was who?
No, I said me too.
George Gaines was in all of those the other Police Academy movies.
Really?
Every single one, it looks like.
Was there five of them or six?
Seven or eight.
Jesus.
What's the sound effects guy's name?
Michael Winslow.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
He's creepy.
What do you mean? You talked to
him? Creepy.
No, yeah, he's been on the show a couple times, and then he'll... He called back, like, asking for the midday girl's number.
What?
Yeah. And he's like, hey, you guys want to hang out later?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to hang out with Michael Winslow. I would have been in.
And also, Vanity died this week.
Yeah, Vanity.
I think Mahoney. That's not Mahoney. Play your part in calling on the show. You heard him, Mahoney. Move it.
Right.
That guy's on some show with the Battlestar Galactica chick.
Really?
Yeah, it's on TBS, TNT. It's a murder show. Yeah. It's the show that Holly Hunter, when she left the show, there was still... Anyway, nobody watches those shows.
No, of course not.
On TNT.
We're watching shit on AMC.
We mean drama.
I'm a FX, AMC, yeah, HBO. That's it. Drama-wise.
I'm a Steph.
Who died?
I watch USA, though, also.
Vanity died.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Robot.
Yeah, Mr. Robot.
I watch Mr. Robot. I watch Suits.
Suits. They had a funny bit on Family Guy about
Royal Pains.
About that. I'm on Suits. You don't watch me. No one watches me. But it was the real actor, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, Vanity.
Vanity, 57 years old.
What happened to her?
I didn't read
the whole
article.
She smoked a lot of crack in the 80s.
No, she did, huh?
Well, kidney disease. She was battling kidney disease.
Brought on by the crack addiction.
I used to watch that video for Pretty Mess on MTV with my adolescent hormones raging, and I just look at the TV and go, oh my God.
See, Vanity Six, they did Nasty Girls, right?
Yes.
That was the big song. Anthem.
Mm-hmm. But I liked Pretty Mess.
But was she was like a backup girl.
She was a protege
Prince.
For Prince, yes.
Right. But she was in, okay.
I don't know, was she in The Revolution?
No, it was just Vanity Six.
Yes,
the name
Vanity
of her little
Six.
Group.
Vanity Six, and she was also in a classic.
The Last Dragon.
No, not Action Jackson. Was
she was in that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, before Action Jackson, she was in The Last Dragon,
which you played a little bit of.
Barry Gordy's Last Dragon.
Well, see, I didn't know
Barry Gordy.
I didn't know about the Motown Barry Gordy connection there. I just
Barry Gordy.
Brought to you by Barry Gordy.
Barry Gordy's The Last Dragon.
I mean, if anybody...
Black kung fu for white people to consume at their fucking Cineplex.
If anybody listening knows, you know, if we bring up the name Last Dragon,
mm-hmm.
they'll go, oh my God, seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was on HBO every day.
What year was that? Is that
mid-80s, early 84?
That's why I knew it so well, because it was on HBO
mm-hmm.
every day.
It was on HBO a lot. Like Smokey the Bandit 3.
I think there was some breakdancing in it, which I was
in it. 85.
So there would have been.
It was 84.
Okay.
But Shogun
mm-hmm.
was the villain guy in there.
Yeah.
And every time he said something, his whole crew would be like, we're going to get that guy. And the whole crew would go, show enough. Show enough.
as ninjas do.
Well, you know, that was hysterical.
It was great, though, because he worshipped Bruce Lee. And
well, they called him Bruce Leroy.
Yeah, Bruce Leroy.
And Shogun came in.
Larry Gordy.
To the dojo and went, Bruce Leroy? You know? Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Horrible movie. I mean, watch this trailer. We're going to post the trailer on our page, right?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, sure. We'll post the YouTube trailer for The Last Dragon. If you are not familiar with this movie, watch this trailer and be like, oh, my God, how much coke was everybody doing in the 80s?
I hope. Okay, I want to watch it again. It's got to be one of those movies that's on Netflix.
Have you watched Kung Fury on Netflix?
No, what is that?
It's only 30 minutes. It will change your life.
Yeah?
It is hilarious.
What is that about?
Okay, like the guys from The Lonely Island, Jorma is one of them. Mm. Andy Samberg, his whole little crew.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Jorma, okay, so it starts out and it's like an 80s Miami Vice type of situation, but it's set like in a video game. It's live action. I can't, you have
was
to see
was there a trailer
it.
For this that was going viral for
maybe,
a while?
Maybe. It's hilarious. Jorma plays Hitler, not Ninja Hitler. And, I can't even explain. Like I said, you have to see it.
I think there
Kung
was,
Fury.
I think somebody had posted a trailer that was kind of going viral a little bit for this, and it looked phenomenal.
Oh, it's great. It's yeah. worth your 30 minutes for sure.
Those guys are getting their own show, too.
Lonely Island?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
On what?
On Fox.
Oh, yeah?
Opposite Saturday Night Live or
no right networks?
Here. Right before, yeah, sorry.
No networks. Fuck all y'all. Fuck all y'all.
Hey, that's become
I'm
a
mad as hell. And I'm not gonna take it anymore.
I do cartoons. Length matters. We dance with your dates. Length matters. Length matters. Tell me it's bigger than a tic tac. Oh, length, yeah. Girth, yeah. Cannon. It's tall. Length matters. Length matters. We're VIPs. Right here. Very immense penises. We've got Bush. We've got Bush. Bush. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Length Matters here on the Radio Labyrinth podcast. Now, are we including Steph in this?
Yeah, you can come
as a contestant?
Yeah, I totally want to play. Yeah.
Do you know the rules? I'm sure you do.
Okay.
If you're a fan of the show.
Okay, yeah, so it's you have to decide what...
Well, I will give you two shows.
Okay, what year it was
shows.
In?
You have to first guess what year
it started,
and then tell me which show ran longer. All right.
Okay. So all three of us
for
playing?
That theme song. I can't get it
is
out
that
of
too
my
much
John
to
Mark.
Keep track of? Or everybody remember your score, your own score. How about that?
Mm.
Okay. I trust you.
Did you get half a point? Like you get a point for getting
you get one. Everything's 1 point.
Okay. Yeah.
So if you get both of them, you get 2 points.
If you get the year, you get a point. If you get whatever's longer, you
what's
get
our first one?
First one. Is Third Rock from the Sun.
Okay.
You remember that?
Do.
Not on NBC.
No, no. Against Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, my God.
In honor of Ray Romano.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Vinyl.
You know what?
Gentlemen, what year? Gentlemen and ladies, sorry.
93?
What are you saying, Tim?
I'm going to bet a dollar after they both go.
I bet half.
I bet a dollar?
I bet half.
What, that you get it?
I'm going to bid a dollar.
Oh,
like
bid.
Price is Right.
Oh, I see.
I bet half.
Wait for
a dollar over?
You can't bet half.
What do you say, Jeff? What year?
96.
Okay. Tim?
See, my mom died in 96. And she watched that show, so 1992.
92.
All right.
Not to bring it down.
Which one ran longer? I'm going to say Everybody Loves Raymond ran longer.
I'm going to say that too.
I agree.
Right? So all three, Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah.
Third Rock from the Sun debuted in January 1996.
Damn.
That's you.
So it's 2-1 to 1.
Okay. May 2001. That's 6 years for Third Rock from the Sun. Everybody Loves Raymond was September 96 to May 2005. That's 9 years. You guys were all right on that one. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Right. Never saw a single episode of either one of those shows.
You never watched Third Rock? That was a funny show.
I'm with you, man. I never saw those either.
I love Third Rock.
96 was a...
And Everybody Loves Raymond. Yeah, I watched that also.
I never watched Everybody Loves Raymond.
Wasn't Peter Boyle his dad?
Yeah, he was fantastic.
Who's the guy that got the spinoff that didn't last?
The deep voice guy.
Oh, Brad Garrett, and he's hilarious. Garrett.
He is funny.
He has his own comedy club in Vegas.
Oh, I didn't know.
Really? Yeah. I mean, He's so funny. His stand-up is hilarious.
I know him mostly as being
absolutely
a poker player.
Filthy.
Oh, really?
He does the best Rodney Dangerfield impression I've ever heard.
Because his regular voice is kind of like Rodney.
Yeah.
Brad Garrett.
He always gets people to come to his show, all these old people that watched Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah.
And then 5 minutes in, he's like, fuck, goddamn fuck. And they all just get up and start leaving.
Oh, Mary. He was nicer on the TV. Oh, Jesus.
Are you ready for the next matchup, everybody?
Nice. Yeah, but Third Rock, good show. If you've never seen it, check it out.
John Lithgow and...
John Lithgow.
What's his name? The kid with the hair, and now he's Bruce Willis from the future.
Oh, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah.
Really?
Yummy.
Oh, that's right. He was on that. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
Kristen, what was her name?
She was like hot, but her face looked like a pig. It was kind of both. It was both.
Now, what was the best John Lithgow film you've ever seen?
I'm just saying.
I want to bring this one up.
What's my favorite movie with him in it?
Yeah.
The World According to Garp.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It wasn't the Manhattan Project.
Was he a villain in one of the Die Hards or something?
Oh, God. I'm thinking back to the 80s when he was young. And
wasn't Harry and the Hendersons. Definitely not.
I didn't like that movie.
This is what I wanted to bring up.
What?
Do you remember... The Twilight Zone, the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Something on the wing.
When he's on the plane.
There's something on the wing.
Yeah. That was the greatest John Lithgow thing I ever saw.
His greatest role ever was on Dexter.
Hello, Trinity Killer. He's fantastic.
Kyle.
That show should have ended at the end of season 4, and I would have been thrilled, which I hear they're bringing it back.
No, really? They're not.
That's what I'm hearing. They're bringing
She's
it back.
She's hearing that, folks. Look it up.
So why? Yeah, I don't know.
I have a beard and I'm on a boat. Now I have to go back and try
Worst
to find
ending ever.
Deb.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible.
See, well, Deb. Dexter was one of those, like him, I started it probably 3-4 episodes and I never got back to it.
Season 2, Dokes. That's the season 2. Yeah.
The Adventures
I like 6 Feet Under, though.
Of Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension.
That's when
the
he
best
was...
John Lithgow.
I knew you were going to do Buckaroo Banzai.
Really?
I just knew it.
You know, Deb's on Limitless. I haven't seen that.
She is on Limitless.
Oh, Limitless is a new show,
episode,
right?
Yeah.
How was
good.
It? Yeah?
It's not a bad show.
Did you like the film? The movie?
The movie was good. Yeah.
Is that Bradley Cooper?
Yeah, Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, and the movie was good.
Danebro.
All right, next one, Ira. Please, move along with the game. It's time for question, what is it, number 2?
Mama's Family.
Oh, I love that show.
Me too.
Quinn?
86?
Wait, hold on.
I'm sorry.
I got to give you the other one. Webster.
Ooh, this is a good one.
Thank you.
This is a good one.
What year, ladies and gentlemen?
1982.
I'm going to say 83.
I'm going to say 83 also.
Okay.
And which ran longer? I'm going to say Webster.
Even though I said 1986 first.
You did?
Mama's Family.
Mama's Family? What do you say?
Mama's Family.
Yeah? All right. Mama's Family. No, let me start with Webster. Webster debuted September 83.
Ah, fuck.
You got that.
I'm on fire this week.
Yeah, you both got
Jeff's
it.
Doing good.
I didn't really get it because I said 86.
Did you?
Yeah. No,
I don't know
right.
if I heard that.
So Jeff's got 1 point and was zero. Zip.
Yeah.
Zip. To March 1989, that's 7 years. Mama's Family ran from January 83 to February 1990. That's 8 years.
Yeah.
Mama's Family.
Mama's Family last
ran
March.
Just a year longer.
The point on that one.
I love
it.
You know why I love Mama's Family?
Vicki Lawrence.
You like that guy?
Well, I love Ken Osmond because he was
Ken
on
Osmond.
F-Troop.
F-Troop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but no. When I was a kid, my grandma would let me watch the Carol Burnett Show with her live. And that Mama's character was Vicki Lawrence's character on a segment called Eunice.
Right.
And Carol Burnett played Eunice.
Oh, God.
And it was just a dysfunctional family. And Ken Osmond was on it on that show, on the Carol Burnett Show. So anyway, that's where Mama's Family came from. And to me, it was funny. I just loved the way I can't do it anymore. I used to be able to do Vicki.
Oh, yeah?
Doing them. I used to be able to do it.
Come on, man. Bring it back.
Let me see if I can get it. Ben,
I got to hear the voice because it's been so long since I've seen it.
It's pretty good, though, for Out of the Blue, just to do it.
I could do Vicki Lawrence, I could do Ken Osmond, and then I could do Ken Osmond's wife's character on that show.
Oh, Naomi?
Yeah, Naomi. Yeah, she was that 80s chick who, when you needed the sassy southern chick and The chick from Alice wasn't available.
She had great shoulders.
Yeah, she did. She always showed them.
Yeah.
Because she wore that 80s dress. She always had her hair in a ponytail. Yeah. Ben.
It was Viola.
Oh, hey, mama.
Good. See? This is what I'm talking about.
F Troop. Well, let's see. The end of the Civil War was near, and by accident, and quite accidentally, a hero who sneezed abruptly sneezed retreat and reversed it to victory.
I never watched F Troop.
Where Indian fights and where Indian fights in colorful sights, and nobody takes a licking. Where pale face and red skin both turn chicken.
I knew it was going to be chicken. I knew it.
Red face. You can't have a fucking theme song that says red. No one has theme songs anymore anyway. But
you can have a football team named Redskins, though.
True. Don Rickles is on episode.
Can't do that either.
Just the most. Don Rickles is on episode of F Troop.
Really?
The most politically incorrect shit.
What does he say to
it? I can't even remember, but like I watched it. Like maybe a year ago, and I was like, oh my God, I can't even believe the stuff that he's getting away with.
Really?
He's still hilarious.
I'll leave it to Rickles. He could do that shit nowadays.
God, yes.
No problem for him.
I'm Googling that right now.
All right, are you ready for the final matchup, everybody?
Yeah.
Could you do a little Larry Storch for us before we go into the last one?
Sarge! Sarge! We got to go back to the Cowie. They have all of our tin.
See, that's a visual.
Relax, Agarn. We'll be back there in a minute. Wait, gotta hit him with your hat. Who got hit with the hat?
That was Gilligan's Island thing. Wasn't
No, but Agarn would take his hat off and hit people with it. And you know the guy who fell out of the tower at the beginning of the credits? He was the doctor in Sling Blade.
We're still talking F Troop, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you that I ever saw one episode.
Yeah, I never
of
saw
F-Troop.
An F Troop.
Or Indian fights in colorful sights. Do you remember? Okay, then I'll shut up.
F Troop was on WPIX
every day. Yeah, yeah. She didn't
that's
have.
What
that.
We were talking about superstations, and
she didn't have that.
Yeah,
one.
We had a WPIX, and they would show F Troop. I don't know if it was every day. I think it was maybe on weekends.
No, it was every day. It was
and
on
I think I was wrong when you said that before. Because we had Channel 20. That was our superstation. They had the Thriller Double Chiller on Saturday, and they had Kung Fu Theater. Yes. Okay.
But do you remember the cartoon Go Go Gophers?
That sounds familiar.
Go, go, gophers. Watch them go, go.
And that sounds familiar.
Indians were gophers. Right. And their dogs, or what are prairie dogs, were, or something. I don't know what the fuck they were. They were wolves, I guess. Were the blue coats, the U.S. Army. And they were just chasing them and trying to kill them. And one Indian went like this. And then the other Indian go, him say, him say em, you trick em.
Oh, jeez.
It was the most fucking cool. It is terribly, it was funny, but I like the theme song. Go, go, go. All right, so what's the next one?
Speaking of,
him say question number 3.
Gilligan's Island.
Oh, this one, I'm like, oh shit.
This is the classics, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
The Munsters.
Oh.
Those both debuted in the same year. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, fuck.
Because one was in, well, Gilligan's Island was in black and white when it first started. I forgot, right?
What? 1966.
I'm going to say 65.
I'm going to say 65. Four, just to be that way.
What ran longer, Gilligan's Island or the Munsters?
Gilligan's Island.
Gilligan's Island.
Gilligan's Island.
The Munsters debuted in September 1964.
Oh,
Steph, congratulations.
Oh. It's that thing where September is almost 65.
Ran to May 66. That's 2 years. Gilligan's Island debuted September 64. Ran to April 67. That's 3 years. You guys were all right.
All right. Yay. Well, all right.
Congratulations.
To whomever won.
I have no idea.
I don't either.
Gilligan's Island. Well, we're not going to. Well, tweet us our scores, please.
Please. Jeff won. Jeff won.
I'm sorry. I should be keeping track of all this, but that would be a lot of work.
Hyman. Hyman. But Hyman. Lily.
Well, that's a good Herman.
Love the Munsters.
I love the Munsters. Wait a minute. Good Christ on his throne, no.
Never bury a person up there?
Good Christ on his throne, no. You bury it off there. That FedEx man comes around. The UPS man comes around. Fucks your wife.
First I played with mommy. Then I played with daddy. Now I want to play with you.
Is that you, Gage?
Oh, Gage.
Is that you, Gage? Excuse me, what did you say? What is a ute?
Yeah, that's
if you're
right.
A Howard Stern fan and you remember the old days of with Stuttering John.
Yep. When he asked him.
Go to YouTube right now, yes. And after you're finished with this. Go to YouTube. Wait, fuck it. Do it now and then you come back and listen. And type in Stuttering John Fred Gwynn.
Yeah.
And it is the most awkward interview you'll ever listen to in your life. But I got to tell you.
Fred, he was doing paintings at the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Excuse me, John. I didn't hear you.
You're right.
Do you think Vince Van Gogh ever dressed up like Frankenstein? What do you think, John?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. I don't think so. Yeah. I have no idea.
I know.
How's Lily? I don't know. I don't keep up with
it. I felt so bad for those people sometimes, man.
But he handled it so well. He was so nice to Starring John. Like, yeah. A lot of those people were not.
Did he ask him anything?
He
about
was
the
being
Cotton
a little
Club?
Condescending, though.
No, it was all, come on, it was all about the fucking Munsters.
Yeah.
That question. One of the questions they didn't get to ask was, and Howard laughs about it. He says, I was going to ask him if his mom's vagina hurt when he came out with those bolts in his mouth. That's probably something Jackie wrote.
Holy shit.
So that was. I love, by the way, I mean, I'll shut up after this, but I love getting on YouTube and Googling Jackie Puppet debut. So
oh,
the
yeah?
first time that couple brings in the Jackie Puppet.
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing that.
And immediately, you know, Howard does it for a while, and it's funny, but Howard goes, you know what we got to do? We got to give this to Billy.
And Billy West. Yeah,
yeah. Billy just and won't shut up. And the first time Conan was ever on the show, the Jackie Puppet kept saying, "You're gonna get canceled." YouTube's great. Howard didn't make a dime off of it, which sucks. But I do like to listen to all that.
Well, he needs more money, so well,
yeah.
I'm not. You don't take people's. You don't take food out of their mouths. You know. You know, and give it to other people for free.
Man.
I see where he's coming from. But,
well,
defend him. So,
do you do any Al Lewis impersonation?
No, I don't. Hyman. Hyman.
Grandpa Al Lewis.
Hyman. I don't remember any of Grandpa's lines.
What about Fester? Can we go to Adam's family?
It might hurt my voice.
Hey, Gomez. Hey, Gomez. Hey, Gomez.
I like that show way better than any of the movies.
Oh, yeah.
Just because it had, you know,
Adam's Family?
John Astin was great.
Yeah, I was never
Adam's Family Values is good.
I like the movies on their own, but I like the original. The Morticia was way hotter than Angelica Houston.
And that dude that played Lurch, he couldn't have lived very long. He had gigantism or something, I'm sure.
My mom told me that he died. I remember watching Adam's Family with her one time. She goes, he died. I said, why did he die? Because he's big.
Right.
You right.
Well, life matters.
Huh?
Life matters.
Life matters. I'm just okay.
Well,
what
that's
we
good stuff.
What are we doing next?
Nothing. We're wrapping up. We wrapped
fuck,
up.
We're wrapping
that
already.
Show.
But
now let's
go
wrap up
Gophers
show.
Video from YouTube.
All right, guys, rap amongst yourselves.
You're looking for what?
Tim should play a little go Gophers theme song from.
You got blah, 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 blah. Him say, "Open up YouTube."
All others gone. Two little Indians left all alone. No buffalo to run, no tribe to lead. What can they do for fun? Double, 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 double. Go, go, Gophers, watch them go, go, go. Go, go, Gophers, watch them go, go, go. Here comes the colonel with his sergeant. Both are roaring and a charging. Go, go, Gophers, watch them go, go, go.
There's only two of them, huh? They're shooting 8,000 arrows. Okay, so the premise of the show is all the other Indians are dead, and there's two left.
Huh. Nice.
So they got to get them too, huh?
Hang on a minute.
All right.
Go, go, Gophers in cuckoo combat.
Look there, Sergeant. Asleep. Asleep on guard duty.
It's like I told you, Colonel. I don't think you can make soldiers out of those Gopher Indians.
Nonsense. I'll put some life into those Indians. I'll give them a rigorous course in army man-to-man combat.
All right, anyway, let's not dispel the stereotype that the Indians are lazy and asleep. So
tonight on a very special Go Go Gophers,
right. Yes.
The Trail of Tears.
We have to get this place shipshape before Colonel Jackson gets, before President Jackson gets down here to get rid of the Cherokee.
Well, you know what? I don't think we should rely on these kind of idiots.
Nonsense! I'll teach them how to march without crying.
Holy shit.
President Andrew Jackson will be here in 2 hours. If the stagecoach doesn't get stuck in a swamp.
Well, don't worry about it, Esmer.
Nonsense! Go cut a corduroy road, you rascally Indians.
All right.
Everybody on this podcast has to get a question into Homer Simpson so he can answer it live on the air.
And how does one do that?
I got to read that whole article.
Do start.
I believe it's on
key.
Twitter.
Where's the any key?
I believe he's going to take questions via Twitter, but we got to submit a bunch and see if we can get one answered.
Homer, I like the cut of your jib.
What's a jib?
Ah! Do you listen to Radio Labyrinth? No. But I might. I highly doubt it. All right.
May 15th, they're going to have a live...
May 5th? I can't wait that long.
Yeah, is that on our Facebook page? I know I tweeted it.
Yeah.
@radio_labyrinth. Facebook page is...
I posted it on my Facebook page along with the quote, "No, Homer, very few cartoons are broadcast live. It's a terrible strain on the animator's wrist."
What episode is that?
That's the Poochie, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where he's doing the voice of Poochie, and he's like, "Is this going to be live?" And that lady goes, "No, Homer, very few cartoons are broadcast live."
I'm the fool you pity. You the fool I pity.
He's the gangster. What is he? He's the gangster kid.
I'm the gangster kid from...
Oh, I don't...
Something City. Wait, I'm the... Something kid from Gangster City, I forget.
The Poochie theme song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a rap, isn't it?
Yeah. I love in the Poochie episode, you see Gabbo in a garbage can.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You'd have to look closely, but Gabbo's hanging out of a garbage can. All right, so this has been episode 010. I want to say thank you to Stephanie.
Thanks for letting me come in.
Sweeney.
Such a blast.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, definitely. Come back anytime.
Oh, I would love to.
Okay.
Nice to hear a female voice on this male show every once in a while.
And, you know, kudos to me for being cool with letting you talk about something I don't watch.
Kudos to you.
That was very big of you.
I have to give myself
a I agree. Walking Dead.
Yeah, so kudos to Ira as well. My name is Tim Andrews. You can find me at Tim Andrews here on Twitter. You can hear me a couple of times a week on Eric Von Hessler's podcast, at Eric Von Line, if you don't subscribe already. And also, you can come down to Amatza Pizza, which is on Edgewood. I guess in the, I don't know the name. They have such weird names of those areas.
You need a matzah pizza theme song. We're going to have to come up with one. Well, a matzah.
I feel like it's considered Edgewood.
It's Edgewood.
Yeah.
So.
I know a place called a matzah.
I'm not doing any more plugs for them until Tim brings that pizza.
I want that deep fried pizza.
Yeah, that's Jesus. What I'm saying.
That's what he's talking about.
Yeah. By the time I bring it here, it'll be cold. You don't want it.
I don't care.
There's a microwave out there.
I agree.
I'll put it right in my mouth.
Nothing tastes better than fucking microwave and shit that's been deep fried.
Oh, yeah.
Because it gets it nice and crispy again.
It's like a tempura. You know.
It's like dropping a piece of bacon into boiling water and putting it in your mouth.
Mm.
You can tell the difference at all.
I won't heat it up. I'll just eat it room temperature.
Next week, I'll get a DiGiorno. We'll bring in a fryer.
Yeah.
We're going to do this shit right in the studio.
We'll make our own right here. Yeah. They won't notice in the studio that it smells like grease. I'm going to eat a Baconator on the way home, a triple Baconator.
Ooh, that sounds good, actually.
Actually, I want one right
now. Let's record
a Wendy's right up the street.
Let's record a live podcast from Amatza someday.
Oh, yeah.
They have a DJ booth.
Do they?
Yeah, but I would want to do it after they're closed, not while the people are there.
No, while people are there.
Yeah, we'll interview people while they're eating.
Yeah.
No,
hey,
just sit over.
Hey, can I have one of those fries?
Sit over by that bar area where it's quiet.
That's where the DJ booth is.
Yeah.
Hey, hipsters. What do you watch? I don't really like watching anything. I get on YouTube. I get everything on YouTube.
Yeah. You didn't watch F Troop?
Do you have Hulu? Because like I watch everything a week or two later. Cable?
Yeah, I love how they look at you like you're disgusting. Yeah, if you
I don't watch TV. I'm too busy.
I'm too busy on my organic roof kale farm.
Yeah. Kale. Keep it kale. But anyway, thanks again, Steph. And Ira, do your plugs.
Grab your balls. Let's Talk Sports, the weekly sports show. That is a lot of fun. Check that one out. Also, I'm going to be posting sometime soon the new Two Faces Radio website.
Awesome.
You can find all these shows in one spot. So I've been working on it. I'll post that. Look for that, too. And that's what I got. See you next week.
It's looking pretty good.
Jeff?
I saw a little preview of the website. It looked good.
Thanks. Yeah, it looked great.
J-E-F-F-K-E-Y-Z on Twitter. Follow me there. See all the stuff I'm up to. See my stupid jokes. Stuff like that.
Stupid jokes.
Get on there.
You got jokes?
Well, I do like, you know, hashtag war, stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Like opposite of TV show where I did the tiny implosion theory.
Yeah.
Opposite of TV show.
Who started that hashtag?
It was a Hal Sparks one because
it wasn't at midnight.
At midnight's off the air this week.
Oh.
I do love that show.
Yeah.
They're the funniest. They're some of the funniest things on Twitter. We can talk about funny shit on Twitter next week.
All right. Sounds good.
Until that time.
Barney, 3, 2, 1. Keep it canon.
Let's do that again. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Keep it canon.
Two Faces Radio.